Tim Smith, the founder of Climax Moonshine, and also you know him very well from Moonshiners TV show. They're in their third season. It just started this past week. Welcome back to bourbonblog.com. How's things going with you, Tim?
Oh, everything's doing fine, real nice. The season's going out real good, I think. You know, from the entertainment side, I know everyone's going to be overwhelmed by entertainment, but I think you also learn about Tim's legal brand of moonshine, my Climax Moonshine.
You've come a long way, man. I mean, I first got to talk with you there a couple years ago. We got to know each other. I've watched you grow from the illegal side. Now you've gone to the legal side. How has this been to get your own brand started there?
It's been up and down. It hasn't been all gravy, you know. It's just a smooth ride. You get jerked around a whole lot, especially trying to come from the illegal side. And you know, I'm somewhat listed as an outlaw in the state of Virginia. So coming out on national TV with a TV show, people get a little confused whether or not you're real or not. You know, are you a TV actor? Are you just making up things to get viewers to look at the show? My sole objective here is to have my Climax Moonshine launched in all of the 50 United States.
And we love the Climax Moonshine. We were the first to review it several months back when it first came out on bourbonblog.com. And it is indeed the drink of defiance. It tastes like no other moonshine I've ever had. And this is the recipe you have been making for a long time, and your family has too, right?
Yes. You know, I grew up into it, got over 40 years experience in making this particular recipe and this process. You know, a lot of people think it's all in the recipe, but I still try to preach it that it's more in the process of how you make it. And you know, what you do, what you put into it, which I've put everything I've got into it, you know, you got to put your whole heart and soul into this thing.
And you always tell me, look, before you try this, Tom, it's going to blow your mind. It's going to be like nothing you've ever had. It's hard to even put it into words, and it really is. There is a lot of depth to this moonshine. There's a lot of flavor. There's a lot of complexity, and it's really tasty. And I understand that you're also working on... Well, you sent me a little sample of your peach moonshine that you've actually distilled from peaches. And, man, this stuff is the real deal with peaches, isn't it?
Yep. And we're working on the grape now. We're going to have a grape. We call it the Lightning series. So anytime we go into the fruit, we're going to call it a peach lightning or a grape lightning. Still under the Tim Smith Climax Moonshine brand. I think back in the early days of me growing up with my dad, you know, we wasn't allowed to put a name on a bottle. You couldn't write your name on anything. You didn't want any evidence to show that who the moonshine belonged to or where it was made at. And then, you know, nowadays on a legal product, you want to put your name on it and you want to have a fancy bottle. But it was always the proof was inside the jug. You know, we always had just a plastic milk jug that we put our moonshine in. So the product has to stand for itself. You can't put a fancy label on the outside and call it something to get buyers. We had to gain our respect and customer satisfaction from the product. So that's what we're continuing on with, making a good quality product out there. I feel like that when you taste a moonshine or smell anyone's moonshine, you should be able to tell what it's made from. You know, so the raw materials, like mine is corn, barley, and rye, combination of a recipe. You should be able to tell that it's made from a corn, a barley, or rye. You should be able to detect some of those flavors in that finished product, even though, you know, we don't have a category that tells us what is moonshine. You know, the TTB hasn't created that category yet. Majority of us know that it should be clear. That's about it. Other than that, everyone is making about anything you can think about and calling it moonshine, because it's a rush right now. Everyone wants to jump on board, and I don't blame them. You know, I don't blame them. If I was out there looking at the show, I'd probably want to get on board, too.
Well, yeah. Now, you made an interesting point. Back when you were on the illegal side, bottling up or jarring up your moonshines, how did people, I mean, if I wanted some of Tim Smith's moonshine, but I couldn't call it Tim Smith's, Was there actually a name, or for other moonshiners, do you know, when you have a the middleman you're buying it from, whatever it might be, how do people know to seek out your specific moonshine? Is there a name at all? Is there anything on the bottle at all?
It never was a name. It was more of just we knew the area or the territory that it was coming from. So we can say, you know, if you made it real broad, you say, well, we knew it was coming from Virginia if it was being delivered in New York. And then, you know, you make it close it on down that it's Franklin County, Virginia, Pennsylvania County, Halifax County. You know, you can narrow it down that it's in that district right there, but you never could really get it down to exactly who made it and where they made it, and it was no name put on it. It's just, if you didn't have a good product in that jug with no name, it didn't sell. So you would have your one-time buyer only. And that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for that repeat customer, and you want the customer to buy more next time so you increase your sales.
Now, one of the things we're going to be watching as the Season 3 unfolds, it looks like, is you going legal. And in the first episode, basically it ends you leaving the moonshine and a business there in Climax to Tickle, and you're headed here where I'm based in Kentucky, heading to Kentucky. You're going to start your moonshining there. Can you tell us a little bit about what we're going to see next? Obviously, I mean, I know a little bit about it. Is there anything you want to share about your experiences in Kentucky that brought you to Kentucky?
My searches are going around trying to meet people and, you know, traveling through Tennessee and Kentucky. And Kentucky seemed to have a lot more distilleries, legal distilleries, than any other state that I found that was close to Virginia. And then, you know, just talking with people and word of mouth, you know, going from one to the other. And it just came up in a good conversation that you know, one of the distilleries in Kentucky kind of fitted. You know, it's a good timing. Both of us is kind of new into the business, so it kind of just worked out pretty good.
Oh, that's great. And we're so happy that you've been in Kentucky, and what a great shine you have produced here for your first run of the Tim Smith's Climax Moonshine. You're in how many states are you in now? You're in quite a few, aren't you?
It's five states plus Washington, D.C.
And a lot of people are wanting it all over the country, even not in those states.
Yeah, I have to understand. We look at more quality than quantity, mm-hmm. So... It may be one of those where you're going to have to wait a little while, which, you know, I've been waiting a long time to go legal. They may have to wait a little bit longer to get it. Let's say Washington, D.C., Maryland, West Virginia, Tennessee, Georgia, and South Carolina, and then soon to be approved in North Carolina, and more than likely we'll have some sales in Kentucky, too.
One of the things I've enjoyed so much about the last several years, you know, as I was saying, is watching you grow. I mean, this is a true American, a story of a man's dream that you started off. You obviously know you're talented, you're skilled, and so many people that come to the website, you know, ask the question, you know, is this real? Is this real or is this fake? You know, and we've talked about that a lot of times. You and I have, Tim, talked to that a little bit. I mean, obviously, you have a lot of people that may not understand, but this is really your dream, and it is coming true, correct?
Yeah, it's real, and I know some of the parts that you see on the show that's maybe hard to believe, I guess, especially some of the reality TV shows. It's kind of hard to believe that they allow things like that to happen on TV, but believe me, most of everything I've ever did in my lifetime has been real. I've never did any in the artificial actions here. I tell everyone, if you want to get it done, I mean, you just have to get on it and get out there and do it. Yeah, I just want to say that I work normally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A lot of people don't quite understand that, and I rarely sleep. A lot of people, you know, they go to sleep for 4 or 5 hours, and you know, they come home every night and stuff like that. But I've been on this mission for a long time. You know, the show is only out there about 3 years, but, you know, they're trying to throw 3 years into about 20 years. You know, I've been doing this about 20 years of trying to get a legal brand of moonshine out there. So they're trying to cram it all in 3 years. So for the general public, I'm pretty sure it's probably hard to try to catch up with that.
And you are traveling the country, a lot of places, making a lot of personal appearances at liquor stores, restaurants, bars.
If you follow on TimSmithMoonshine.com on that website, which is more of my personal website, it gives you all the appearances, which most of them are, bottle signings at retail stores and then at some of the local bars that maybe joins one of those wholesalers. And that's just out there to let people meet me in person and talk to me and talk about the product, get autographs and pictures and stuff like that. I'm not too much into that, but I mean, it's okay because people think that I'm like a celebrity or something, I guess, I don't really claim to be a celebrity or a movie star. I'm just a person out here that has a vision and I have a goal that I want to accomplish in life. And, that's what it's all about, just making a good quality product and put it out there and, make people happy and they can see that it can be done.
Millions of people watch your show, Moonshiners, Season 3. Are there celebrities that have sought you out or notables that have sought you out that have said, hey, I'm a big fan, I'm really excited to meet you? Is there anybody that has sought you out?
I don't say no movie stars or anything, but, like on the country music side, we was at the CMAs last week in Nashville, so we had a couple of those guys who watched the show, and they kind of identified that they watched it in detail, too. I talked to a few of them, and they looked at it really in detail. It wasn't like that they was throwing up a front. They really knew the show, and they knew who Tim was, and they really enjoyed my moonshine. So that was a little bit of a surprise there last week. I was in Nashville. I didn't really expect that to happen. And then I followed the NASCAR circuit all the time. So most of the race car drivers on the NASCAR teams are very well of knowing the show and knowing me and knowing about my product and everything. And, to me, I kind of consider them a celebrity, because they're on national TV weekly. You see them all the time. And then there's a couple of the other guys on some of the other shows that some of the ones that's on Discovery Channel, on the network. We really can't affiliate any on the other networks. But anyone that kind of falls under that network, say Animal Planet, like Turtle Man, those guys like that, we can talk to those guys.
Yeah, the Turtle Man's based not too far away from where you've been making your moonshine there in Kentucky, right? I mean, you've met him.
And that's why I had to refer back to him because that's his hometown where we're at Lebanon, Kentucky. There.
Well, any others? I'm sure we're going to see some surprises in season 3. What can we expect? Some new characters as well.
There's some guys, since I'm in Kentucky, you're gonna see some new guys in Kentucky. There's some guys, I think a few out of Tennessee will be in, and then you still got the guys North Carolina and South Carolina.
Right.
And then you also got maybe some guys out of Mississippi, Louisiana down on the bayou. I think down there some guys that's gonna fit into the show too. Most all of the same characters are back on, plus about 4 or 5 more.
Now, even though you've gone legal, do you still feel at some points that you might be watched by the law? I mean, are you kind of still, like you told me before, maybe you think you've been watched by the law quite a bit when you first came out. Do you still think you're kind of being watched a little bit?
No, not really. Not as in watched of wrongdoing. I think they're just watching to see what unrolls and where I go with it, But we're not doing anything wrong. The new season shows me everything is legal.
Right.
Even though we transferred, we moved to Kentucky, but it's no reason to be looking at anything and wrongdoing,
right,
on my behalf.
They may be watching Tickle now too. I mean, you've left the business with Tickle, so
yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure. I'm the only one that has went legal. I think I don't know of anyone else, unless they surprise me.
It's a real inspiration. I mean, I think there's a lot of craft distillers. We've talked about craft distillers. Now you are a craft distiller. You're making a small batch moonshine. And I think that you're a real inspiration to many craft distillers that are probably experimenting a little bit with their own still.
Well, it's good. It's a good feeling. I'm just proud to say that I've made it, and And I think anyone else can too. You just put your mind to it. You know, it's something that you got to stay with. You can't just do it in one day or one week. Take some practice, and everybody has their own recipes and different processes and different equipment, different location. All of that kind of tends to change the flavors a little bit on their brand. And then you got all kinds of different ways of marketing, you know, whether you got a flat bottle, a round bottle, or a tall bottle or whatever. You know, those things is a lot of things to consider also.
Well, we're excited for you. Congratulations to you on not only your, Season 3 of Moonshiners, which we're already enjoying it, but also on Climax Moonshine. We can continue to learn where Climax Moonshine is going, climaxmoonshine.com and timsmithmoonshine.com, right?
That's correct, yes.
Because we're going to see Climax in more places.
We're going to continue to keep on pushing. And, you know, the show changed to 9 o'clock on Tuesday nights now instead of 10. And it was 10 on Wednesday nights, so now it's 9 o'clock on Tuesday night. That's Eastern time.
So it'll be 9 p.m. Eastern time Tuesday nights on Discovery Channel. We'll watch the second episode this coming Tuesday, and we'll continue to watch the season unfold as we sit back and drink some of your shine.
All right. Thank you, Tom.